I'm Jack Inslee reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everybody's holding up in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. Checking in with Michael Sinatra from Whole Foods Market. Michael, how are you?
Hey, Jack. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
How did the Whole Foods Market stores hold up after the hurricane?
Well, you know, we're doing okay. I think much of what folks are seeing, you know, it kind of varies community by community. So in some areas, our stores are doing well. We've been able to get, you know, in our region, in this area, we have 25 stores, and I would say we've been able to get about 15 of them up and running, after the storm. So some of them are still struggling to get up. Some of them are waiting for generators. So it's been tough on us, much like it has been on kind of the rest of the area. So we're doing our best to get open because, you know, we realize our stores kind of serve as a local spot for the community to come in. The stores that are opening are able to turn their Wi-Fi on and allow customers to charge their cell phones up. And a couple of them are successfully doing that, and some of them are struggling. So we're doing our best.
Yeah, I can imagine. And which store took the hardest hit?
I think some of the stores in lower New York City, lower Manhattan right now, are the ones that were certainly struggling to get open. Our Union Square location, our Chelsea location, Bowery are not open yet. Our Tribeca store is not opening yet, although I heard that they are trying to. And a lot of that area is still down. So, we're working hard to get those up and running.
Sure. And in terms of some of the suppliers you work with, I know you work with a lot of small farms, both in produce and protein. And have you had any word from any of your suppliers in terms of some damage they may have dealt with in the wake of this?
We haven't. Yeah, well, I shouldn't say that. Our group of our product teams, kind of on a regional level and on a store level, are communicating with vendors, see how they're doing, see when we might be able to receive deliveries. But really, at this point, you know, we've just been trying to work with our own distribution center up in Connecticut to just see if we can get anything into the store. So, you know, when customers are able to get out to our stores and try to pick up some items, we have some stuff in the store, trying to get some produce in or some pallets of water, things like that, as people need them, because we're gearing up certainly to be without power for a few days. And we know people certainly shopped up in advance of the storm, but as those supplies run low, they're going to want to come back. But as for a lot of the smaller vendors, I know, our teams will be in touch with them and work with them as closely as possible to both,
Right.
Check in, see how they're doing, as well as to see, if they have product that we can take in and help them sell off or any issues that they might be experiencing.
And I imagine that a lot of the product is just lost at this point in the stores that have lost power.
Well, I think that I suppose if you're going to pick a positive from an event like this, is with a hurricane, at least you get a couple of days to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
We knew well in advance, so we were able to order up things like pallets of dry ice.
Oh, okay.
And things of that nature that were at least able to keep, freezers and coolers temping. Not necessarily in every area of the store, but, some of the stuff back of house, our meat coolers, stuff like that. So some stores, had a good supply of that. And, for those stores that have been able to open back up, at the very least, that kind of carried them through. So they have some of that. But again, because of how heavily we were shopped in advance and because we haven't received many deliveries yet, we really haven't replenished a lot of that product.
Right.
So, it's a little up in the air right now.
It sounds like you were relatively well prepared, which is good.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing, while this storm certainly, as we said before, doesn't compare to others, I think what you have with Irene and what you have with the snowstorm around Halloween last year is you do learn things, and you prepare as well as you can, and then the next time, God forbid, something happens, you're that much more ready for it. And while you can never really be ready for this as much, tragedy as we've seen so far, with this storm, we were prepared as much as we could be, at least making sure that customers could get what they needed in advance, getting extra pallets of water in and necessities that people shop for, in our grocery aisles. And then, just making sure we had a contingency plan in place so as soon as we could, get back on the roads, we could get a couple team members, even if it's just kind of a skeleton crew, of a few people who live nearby to a store to open back up, and we're doing everything we can to stay open and make sure we feed as many people as we can. So,
keep up the good work and best of luck. And if there's anything else people can do to help, please let us know.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, like I said, we want people to be safe, and if they're in need of things and there's a way that we can help, then you know, just call your local store and we'll do everything we can for you.
All right, Michael Sinatra, thanks so much for joining us here. We'll check in with you guys again soon.
Thank you, guys.
Follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio and on Facebook at Heritage Radio Network for more up-to-date news and information. We will be bringing you guys the stories as they come to us. Again, this has been Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. More later.